Do we live in a computer simulation? Is the government adding illicit chemicals into our water supply to make us more dumber? Did O.J. Simpson's ghost frame him? That and more questions on today's episode of This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. My name is...
Like, usually we move past the intros and then go straight into the show. Did O.J.'s ghost frame him? As if he had smaller hands and the glove did fit the ghost's hands. He was able to commit. Did you make that up, or is that something you heard? You'd already heard from the man himself?
That is Orange both off the dome and fact.
That's insane. I'm sorry for interrupting. Please continue.
Welcome to this episode of This Paranormal Life. My name is Kit Greer. I'm your host today. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Rory Powers. How are you doing today, Rory?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. I haven't had much of a paranormal week. Uh-huh. So I'm excited for you to bring a new paranormal force to my existence.
As always, the paranormal world is never far from hand. And today, I have a doozy for you.
Whoa.
So let me just pose you a question. Let's dive right in.
Okay.
Let me
just pose you a question. Let's go straight in.
So, Rory, how much do you know about the lost city of Atlantis?
Okay, so Atlantis. All right, let's think.
Let's brainstorm.
Immediate facts about Atlantis. Mm-hmm. Lost. It was a city.
It's gone.
It was an island, right?
It was above. Yeah, it was an island.
It was above the ocean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's below the ocean.
For sure.
Is it in the earth, or is it still just underwater?
I think it's underwater.
It's underwater. Little Mermaid. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that Atlantis?
This
or
is
was
something
she...
I actually overlooked in researching, because I forgot that there's actually a Disney Atlantis movie.
It turns out Ariel's real. Sebastian the Crab, real. Flounder, oh, you bet she's real.
You're just mixing up all the Disney movies with Little Mermaid. How much do you know about the Little Mermaid? Okay, it's actually pretty real.
Was that Atlantis that she lived in? It was, right? Like, it was Atlantis. It wasn't just some undersea village.
Maybe I'm gonna mix up. So there's a Little Mermaid, but then there was Atlantis, the Disney movie. Did you ever see that?
Oh no, I wasn't talking about Atlantis. I was talking about
Little Mermaid. There was Atlantis.
I think she lived in Atlantis.
The Little Mermaid's dad, like Poseidon or something?
Yes, or something. Aquaman. Either one. It's like interchangeable, I think. Wait, was Poseidon the king of Atlantis?
Yeah. Well, he was like...
What?
Something like that.
Oh my
God. I feel like I should know more about this.
Look, I'm getting bogged down in the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Let's go straight back to the facts.
Wondering how I got myself here. Atlantis. Okay.
Here we go. Atlantis.
The lost city of Atlantis. One of the greatest legends of all time. It has just captivated generation after generation for... almost 2,500 years at this point.
It's the borderline aquatic El Dorado.
It's,
if I do say so myself.
it's better than El Dorado.
A city made of gold?
A city underneath the water that started all the... Anyway, I'm gonna get bugged up.
Okay, sorry.
I'm getting riled up, I'm sorry. Okay, not everyone knows, but... it was actually Plato, the ancient Greek philosopher, who wrote the first record of Atlantis in his 360 BC book, Timaeus and Critias. That's over 2,360 years old. The ancient myth goes that the Hellenic gods of old divided the land between all of the gods. And so Poseidon is given the island of Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
It was giant. The island was said to be larger than ancient Libya and Asia Minor, which is sort of like modern-day Turkey, combined. But Plato said it fell out of favor with the gods and was sunk by an earthquake, never to be seen again. He said this happened approximately 9,000 years before his time.
Okay.
That's a really long time.
Now, Plato, really as far as I'm concerned, is a pretty trustworthy guy.
Yeah.
He's right up there. Kierkegaard, Socrates, Plato.
It's true.
You know,
it's
the
true.
Three of them.
It's true.
They're trustworthy. They're trustworthy guys.
It's like, yeah, even if everyone knows his name. You know, he's one of those guys that even if you don't know what he did, he's a trustworthy gent. Now, the thing is that to this day, no one knows if Plato was being serious. It's like in his entire life's body of work, in between creating Western philosophy and starting the first university thousands of years ago, he just...
What? He started the first
the
university?
Very first university. First higher education
institution. It's called Platoville. And y'all shall bow to me.
Y'all shall... All payments for tuition will be made to my pocket.
Yeah. First rule, kiss thine ass. Plato, I'm not sure. It's called hazing. It's called hazing.
I'm starting to think this Plato guy isn't that smart. Yeah.
You only have one class, Atlantis. Is that a subject? Or it's like, out ye to the fields for more hazing. I think he's lost it. Plato has lost the point. Professor Plato.
In this body of work, he just casually mentions an ancient empire. And so we don't know, did this really happen, or is Plato simply using the idea of Atlantis as a way of discussing his political ideas?
Right, because he's like a philosophizer.
He was a philosopher king.
You're right. So, you know,
that was his,
it could be a metaphor.
His deal. Exactly. So he could just be, because he was coming up with these political ideas, and some people say, oh, well, he was just, he needed somewhere to put his political, you know, ideas to work on. So he just made up Atlantis.
It's like love thy neighbor, but you know, sometimes thy neighbor is a piece of shit.
A piece of shit.
And you don't want to love thy neighbor.
You sometimes just want to burn like a bag of
thy neighbor's
dog
house
poop.
Down. Right? Wasn't that what you were going to say?
For sure.
Burn that. Yep. Yeah. So we'll move whatever on. You move said. On. It honestly. Could be different. It could be different.
Yeah. It's like Jesus. It's just a bunch of well-meaning stuff.
Right. But that, did it happen?
Did it happen?
I don't know.
You know, I'm a bigger Christian than anyone. This is getting into offensive territory.
Are you trying to say you're a bigger Christian than I am, bro?
I
am
Christian,
twice the Christian you've ever
oh
been.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
I love my neighbor so much
the
more
flood.
Than I do.
When did it happen? I'm not sure about that. But two of every animal. I'm sure of that fact. Quiz me again. Quiz me again.
How many fish? How many people do you feed?
Ton, that's how many.
A metric how many ton.
Jesus load of people. That's how many people he fed. I don't actually know the specifics. 40? Was it 40? 40 loaves of
was
bread?
Was Jesus a virgin?
Was, oh shit.
That's another conspiracy for another day, boy.
Dangling that fruit above me.
Salt baying that over the podcast.
Salt baying that Jesus virginity. Oh, Christ. All right, Atlantis.
Well, no one knows whether it was real or not, but crucially, Plato wasn't the only guy to write about Atlantis.
No.
The plot thickens. The Jewish philosopher Philo, like the pastry, also wrote about Atlantis a few hundred years later, around the year zero, citing an earlier philosopher, Theophrastus. But the problem is, maybe these guys just influenced each other and ended up writing about the same idea.
Right, right.
The way I thought about this, imagine in 2,000 years from today, like the year like 4,000 and whatever, humans have gone extinct. Aliens are investigating the Earth and like rummaging around, and they find the 2007 Kid Rock version of Sweet Home Alabama. So half the aliens are like, what is this incredible place where they're making love by the lake, drinking whiskey from the bottle? And the other half of the aliens are like, it's not real. Kid Rock only made up Alabama to sell albums and to be able to buy more drugs. But then they discover the Lynyrd Skynyrd version of Sweet Home Alabama.
Right!
And half the aliens are like, are you seeing this right now? These guys are singing about Alabama way before Kid Rock, so it must
Alabama
be real.
Confirmed. Yeah, like the legendary Alabama confirmed. What's the radius we're talking here in terms of years? Because you said someone's talking about it in year legit zero.
Zero. And then Plato was the first guy we were initially aware of. He talked about it 300 years prior to that.
Okay, 300
360
years.
BC.
So, he talked about it.
I should clarify. He said it disappeared 9,000 years before he was alive.
Jesus!
A long
Who told
time
him?
Ago. That's a really good question.
The cast of the last long...
Your brain broken? You're just drooling.
I had a pun there and I couldn't quite deliver it. Here we go. The cast of the Land Before Time.
There you go. That's a good one. So, that's a really good question. And the problem is, before people like Plato, the whole idea was he was the first philosopher. He was the first academic. People before that just weren't writing down. So, it's all kind of word of mouth. And so, he says that maybe philosophers before him went to ancient Egyptian scholars. And that they learned about it from that. But the problem is that this is so long ago that, you know, it's like the Library of Alexandria or, you know, the, like sunken Egyptian cities, that these things just get evaporated or destroyed
right.
by other civilizations. And then there's no record of it left. But this is where Hellanicus of Lesbos comes in. So he wrote about Atlantis at least a full century before Plato did. So for this whole time, before up until quite Plato. Recently, we thought Plato was the only guy and that he made it up. But then someone comes in 100 years beforehand and he's talking about Atlantis too. So suddenly starting to seem like maybe Plato wasn't the only guy to have just made this up.
If we thought Plato was the first one, was that a recent discovery then, this other person talking about Atlantis?
That's right. The idea is that Hellanicus might have heard about Atlantis through texts from Oxyrhynchos, an ancient Egyptian city that was founded about 1898. In 1898, about 500,000 ancient texts written on papyrus were found literally in a dump.
Wait, what?
So many in this ancient city, this is over 100 years ago, that Oxford University has been translating them constantly for over 100 years. They've been translating these since 1898. And they're still, you can go on their website today.
Wait, what?
And they're still releasing, like, translations of these. They release about a volume a year.
No, stop, yes, for a second. Stop, so for a second. Pause the podcast. They found ancient texts.
500,000 ancient texts. 500,000.
All right, automatically, that's ludicrous.
It's ridiculous.
That's mad.
It's ridiculous.
It's fake. I'm going off the bat to say it's fake.
Pulling out the wires.
It's straight up J.K. Rowling writing as we squeak. I think... How was there not an algorithm or a program in place, possibly by Zuckerberg himself, to automatically scan and translate these disks in a fraction of a second with a mega computer?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Like, why is this, like, presumably, I'm assuming, some old man at his desk, second by second, carving away at an old stone, being like, oh, that's a bird, so that's an egg. And that's a trident. That's Atlantis.
That's it. Because they've been doing this since 1898. They've got some old lame-o sitting behind a rock doing that when they need a Zark Zuckerberg.
You know what I think?
The keys.
I think the guy that they've got translating these freaking tablets is an Atlantean himself. Ooh. And he's taking his sweet ass time. He's like, but y'all gonna die before money. You find out what's at the bottom of my ocean. It's like, y'all motherfuckers are gonna die before you hear about this gold. Because, like,
he's got gills.
Because we got he's just a fish. They're like, you know what? Like, He demands a cup of water every half hour, but goddammit, Steve is a hard worker. Steve is a hard worker. He's flopping on the desk.
Over there, Steve.
Straight up magic harp. Just like,
he's the only one who gets results. What can we say? So the more you look into this, there are even more little interesting hints here and there that somewhere like Atlantis did indeed exist. For one, the ancient druids of Gaul, which is sort of modern-day France and Switzerland, I had no idea. They wrote about this time and said that people arrived into their land fleeing disasters in their own country.
Okay.
So these druids hanging out in France and people are arriving. These mysterious people from far off land, and they're saying, our own home was devastated, we need to come to your home. And this is, again, these people aren't even, they're not even saying it's Atlantis. We're just trying to piece this together.
Right.
We don't know where these people were from. They could have been from anywhere. I'm trying to piece this together in the timeline. But it's just a little hint. One reason people keep coming back to the theory of Atlantis is because we look at civilizations like the ancient Egyptians, the Aztecs, the Mayans. As you know, Rory, they seem too advanced. They seem too advanced for the time that they were in.
They're
building the pyramids, building these... They were able to map the stars. They knew about...
Telescopes. They knew about Starbucks. They knew about iPhones. They knew about all this because the Hollow Earth did exist.
Ancient Steve Jobs hanging out in Egypt.
All right. I think you mean about Pharaoh Steve Jobs. you don't need to, like, try and convince me. I'm right there with you. There are civilizations in the past that are more advanced than we possibly are now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bold statement? Sure. Am I ready to back it up with facts? Absolutely not.
I'm not ready to back it up with
facts. But that's
not
going to stop me.
You're damn
playing.
Right. Yeah. My address.
Yeah. Bring it on, you fishy bastard. I got two right here for you. A little thing you're
so
not
confused about.
Something you're not prepared to. H2 and O. How you like some of this results? Ah, shit, that's water, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was going to say,
they're well prepared for that. What's oxygen?
It seemed good in the moment.
What's oxygen?
Oxygen's just a bit like base element. It's just...
It doesn't have any...
O, isn't it?
O?
Yeah.
I like this for size. Kiss both my biceps at once. O! O! That's the noise I make while he's beating me up. I got hit by a fish!
Oh. H2O is more letters than O.
Jesus.
So these civilizations just seemed a little bit too advanced. So when we hear from Plato that there is a lost civilization about 11,000 years ago, this could kind of make sense of the incredible technology. Were these technologies gifted by the Atlanteans? This is why it's attractive, because this could be the mother civilization of all other civilizations. And we just don't know where they went. They went like that and gone. And I know what you're thinking.
No, you don't. No, you don't, because I think it's all bullshit.
The Nazis were pretty interested in the
Olympics. Shit! The Nazis are here! Oh, I'm excited now. Please do not do the Indiana Jones theme while referring to Nazi adventures. That's very misleading.
Because they were really interested in the Aryan race, the blonde hair, the blue eyes.
They were.
The problem is the Aryan race...
Blonde hair, blue eyes, gills, trident, fish scales. Tail. All that Aryan shit.
Aryan shit. Hitler loved that shit. But the problem is the Aryan race isn't really a race. It doesn't come from anywhere in particular. That was the problem. They just kind of decided on these characteristics.
Absolutely.
But there's no like genetic history. But they thought if they could find Atlantis, this would prove that Aryans are a separate and superior race. This would be the mother to Western white civilization. They even hypothesized that Jesus was from Atlantis.
Whoa.
Yeah, that like, because they didn't like the idea that Jesus was Jewish. So they said, this superior guy coming down and teaching the rest of the world all these incredible telepathic and supernatural techniques.
Was a fish.
He was a goddamn fish.
A fish.
Jesus had gills.
How did That's they crucify him? He can't fit on that thing.
They left that bit out of the freaking Bible.
It's like a, I don't know what they would do.
So lots of people have got attached, not just the Nazis, lots of people got attached to this idea of being descended from Atlantis. And some have hypothesized that people with extremely rare blood types are from Atlantis.
Like, what's the universal blood type? Like, O negative? Is that the universal? The universal
That's
donor?
The universal one. That's right.
Yeah,
yes,
like
yes,
O negative.
Yes. So people have hypothesized that, I've never heard of this one, the Rh blood type.
What?
Rh negative. Those could be people from Atlantis. It's an extremely rare blood type. And they could be from a tiny, tiny genetic past that dates back to Atlantis.
That's not real. The Rh blood type?
It is. I had to look this up, but it's super real. That's how rare it is. Another popular idea.
Seawater. You are a very specific donor. We need to save this shark's life. Are you willing to donate your blood?
What is that voice?
I don't know.
A royal like a fish. Are you really?
King.
Are you really a doctor?
It's King.
Are you a doctor?
Of course I am, Your Majesty.
I am literally a person. Why are you calling me Majesty?
That seems weird. I've never met. Blood type in our culture seems like such an insignificant thing.
Mm.
Like, I know in Japan they have romance books based on like how to like seduce and interact with people with different blood types than you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's like if you're like astrology, like a Libra. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Which like this makes a lot more sense because there's some science behind it.
Uh-huh.
But like relevant
Well, that's
science.
True. Yeah.
So it's like because at least I know that you'd be like oh negative or something like that. And it's like oh these types of people are usually a bit something or will react
yeah,
better
they
to
like
seashells,
to dance.
You know, something like that. So it is cool, but it is interesting to see this like weird blood type appear all out of nowhere. I've never heard of it before in my life.
Yeah, there you go. People have also said, this one took me by surprise, that potentially red-haired people, ginger people, are descended from Atlantis.
Ariel!
Ariel, it's
Ariel! I'm sorry, this like, did this not, like tweak a bit of interest at any point in your research?
What, the Ariel aspect?
The Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid?
The Little
Mermaid?
Isn't
the little
it, like, mermaid? Isn't that the most government thing to, like, slip some facts into
Hide
some
it in
juvenile?
Plain sight.
Because I always think, like, so you got aliens. We got aliens,
yeah.
All right? Flying saucers, big gray things, big eyes, big heads, tiny little, like, lanky bodies. that idea has come from somewhere, right? Yes. That idea of an alien has come from somewhere. Has that been fed into us by the government, like kind of like leaked this, like Hollywood has like shown these images of these creatures? Is that to like lessen the blow of when aliens do appear, that they actually look like the ones that we've seen? So we're like, it's aliens, you know, and we're not just like completely like our minds are destroyed.
Raiders lost, our faces melted.
Exactly. So maybe the government and Disney are working together to drop.
You know, Walt Disney's working with the government.
You know he's working with the government. He's frozen underground right now as we speak. Probably in Atlantis, for all I know.
For all we know.
Leaking info about the Little Mermaid, about Atlantis, about Tridents, about Poseidon to us, so that when it's finally revealed and it resurfaces, I assume that's its ultimate goal, that we will not be as surprised. Or maybe we're going to join them at the bottom of the ocean.
Maybe they're leaking it, or maybe it's just like a Santa Claus thing, because everyone thinks Santa Claus wears red clothes. And then it's like, that's like conspiracy 101, that Coca-Cola made Santa Claus red.
Oh.
Who knows? We don't know if it's...
You're saying like Poseidon's a woman. Right.
And he likes to wear red.
Right. He likes to wear red and drink Dr. Pepper. I see what you're getting at. It's the government spinning lies.
45 minutes later.
Yeah.
He likes to wear red.
That is interesting. That is like red hair.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you are somebody who loves all things spooky, then Real Life Ghost Stories podcast is the one for you. My name is Emma. I am the host of Real Life Ghost Stories podcast. And every week I bring to you three podcast episodes that are full to the brim with paranormal stories. Every Wednesday and Friday, I release a mini episode, which is dedicated to the spooky stories of our listeners. And every Sunday, we deep dive into a famous paranormal case. You can find Real Life Ghost Stories wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/paranormallife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/paranormallife.
People have hypothesized people with red hair are descended from Atlantis, given there's only a tiny percentage of them globally. So this would mean that the Basque people of northern Spain and the Celtic people of Ireland are direct Atlantean descendants.
Okay.
Which, Rory, makes you potentially Atlantean.
I was just going to say, because I have blonde hair and blue eyes, Aryan.
Yes.
My sister and mother have red hair.
It's right.
Very Celtic. Am I a fish? Where are we now? Like, where are we now, though?
You've just been dousing beer over your head all night. Yeah.
We gotta stay moist, actually. I gotta stay moist, obviously, like every human.
So, thankfully, Roy, for scientific purposes, one Atlantis researcher has prepared a quick questionnaire and can help us find out if you may have Atlantis DNA.
So, oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay.
So, what is your blood type?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's a fail. You're not.
You're not a fish.
Okay. What color are your eyes?
Blue. Blue eyes.
They have dark, piercing eyes. Let's move on.
Shit! Oh, no! damn it. I can change them. I'll change. Please.
Do you ever feel you have a desire for isolation? Do you feel like you don't fit in
with the normal world? And you feel like you fit in with Atlantis?
Answer the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Isolation.
Okay.
Isolation.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
I like being alone. I like tall glasses of water.
Question four.
Sorry. Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel...
Yes, fish overlord.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, fish king. I'm sorry, sir.
Do you ever feel a part of something you can't find?
Yes. Constantly. I feel like my home is sunk in the ocean. I feel like I'm a fish lost in this world. When people say there's plenty more fish in the sea, I take it literally. I think of my home. Atlantis! Okay, sorry.
Okay, good answer.
Back in there. Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah, my home is Atlantis.
Question five. Do you ever dream of the
Atlantis.
Akashin Hall of Records?
Have we talked about that previously?
No, anyway.
No, I had a dream about...
Question
once,
six.
I've had dreams before about libraries.
Do you ever...
Like the Pagemaster. Everything was ink and it came to life and I was a fish. Please bring me to Atlantis.
Do you ever... overanalyze
yes.
situations
constantly.
Interesting.
Constantly.
Interesting.
Or
next
or,
question.
Or depending if you want me to not say that, then never. No,
next
I do.
Question.
I do always.
Next question.
Always. I overanalyze that whole question. For example,
do you trust established governments?
No. No.
Good.
I wouldn't be doing this podcast if I did.
Next question.
Oh my God! How many are there?
Do you believe in hell?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, wrong answer.
Shit!
Next
no,
question.
No, I mean, no!
Do you find that advanced technologies come easily to you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's as if I've known them for hundreds of years. When I first held my iPhone 6 Plus, it was as if holding a pacifier from early age. It fit snugly into my... gill.
He slid it.
I mean, arms. Yeah.
Next question. Final question.
Okay. Final question. I can ace this.
Would you say you're a loud person or a quiet person?
Ooh, that's good because I feel like I can be quite a loud person in situations, but underwater. I'm quiet as I can't make noise. Yes,
sir. I believe you to be an ancestor of Atlantis.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's like, so I got what? Like I got the majority of them right. I'm going to say
I have no
70%.
Idea. But
I think 70% was probably accurate.
Okay.
70%. And that's
well, according to this researcher, that is the kind of, these are the kind of personality questions that would apply to someone from Atlantis.
Right. Don't believe in the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with futuristic technology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't belong in this current mm-hmm. establishment. I feel like I'm built for something more.
That's right. That's
I feel
right.
like my home was sunken thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I gasp because oxygen isn't enough and
mm-hmm,
I need
mm-hmm.
H2O to fill my lungs.
It's true.
Can I just ask what qualifications this man possesses?
Moving on. Well, few people
shut
really...
down the podcast. This meeting's over.
You trying to f*** with me?
Fish. Fish, you bastard.
Few people know that the popularity of the mystery of Atlantis is really down to one man. That is to say, the popularity of Atlantis today is down to one man. Ignatius Donnelly. He was...
I'm sorry. No,
yes.
It's not.
Sorry.
No, it's not. Because I've heard of Atlantis, and I've never heard of this man before in my life.
Well, you should have, Rory. He's part of your political heritage. He's a US congressman in the 1800s and an Irishman.
Oh.
And he was obsessed with the idea of Atlantis. In 1892, he wrote a book proposing that Atlantis was the original ancient civilization that created all others across the world due to their incredible technological sophistication. He also proposed that Atlantis was home to the biblical Garden of Eden and was destroyed by the Great Flood mentioned in the Bible.
That is so cool. Isn't that cool? Like, what'd you say, 1892? Like, imagine being alive in a time in this world where you can make claims like that and be a congressman and be like that actually being an authentic was like, yeah, well, how do we know? Sure, that could be true.
It really could be.
That's so cool. All this, like, all this modern day is like, oh, science. Facts.
I know. Oh, my God. It's so draining. Oh, my God. Reason.
Jesus.
Like
money.
Give me a break.
Taxes. My parents always saying, you're shit, Rory. You're never going to get a job.
The government saying you owe us taxes.
Atlantis isn't real.
Good Lord.
You still owe us money. How are you ever going to support a family?
My doctor. Oh, my God.
You'll never love anyone.
You are going to die early if you keep up this ridiculous rate of eating.
It's insane. I'm envious of a time where such speculation was admired.
Such freedom.
Exactly.
Freedom to think.
Exactly. Freedom to swim with the fishes.
Freedom with the swishes. So this might sound far-fetched, but we do know that there have been periods of flooding in the Earth's recent history. Okay, get this. In Plato's account of Atlantis, he places the destruction of Atlantis about 9,700 BC,
of course,
which is 11,700 years ago.
To now?
Yeah.
Okay.
11,700 years ago. That's the longest time ago. That's pre-agriculture.
11,000. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And so he proposed this over 2,000 years ago. But what we now know today is that the last ice age also ended 11,700 years ago. Isn't that insane? How could he possibly have known that? Is it a coincidence? Surely it's way too precise. Does this give credence to the idea there may have been Atlantis? Is it maybe not so crazy to think that it might have inspired the Garden of Eden, that there was this one place where humans lived in technological advancement and harmony, and then the Ice Age ended, it flooded the Earth, tsunamis destroyed Atlantis,
right?
And they fled to other parts of the Earth. The Garden of Eden was destroyed, and they entered other parts of the Earth.
That's crazy. The fact that it's so closely linked with the disappearance of Atlantis and the actual end of the Ice Age, That's some sketchy stuff. Ice melts, more water, Atlantis goes underwater.
The science checks out.
Because there's more. I mean, that's maybe...
Have you guys ever heard a Coke float? That's all the science you need to know.
I was going to go with like the Ark and the Flood, but you went straight to Coke float.
I'm actually just hankering a Coke float.
Very different angles on a similar topic.
One's more delicious.
What, the Ark?
No, the Coke float.
Well,
moving
the two
on.
Of every animal sounds amazing.
Well, that's true.
Because you could barbecue the shit out of that.
No, it did.
On the like
life from the new world this way.
This way.
Do I smell hot coals? No, dude. Life's the new world this way. All right, keep coming.
Noah was the devil. Like, he's just getting animals into his coal dungeon. Just like, yeah. Go on, boys. Go on.
So that's what we basically have at this point is a lot of interesting coincidences. We have Plato giving his pretty vague description of Atlantis. We've got a few different philosophers, a few different historians pointing to something a little bit like this. We've got the Druids of Gaul. We've got the Ice Age records, which are pointing to a similar kind of time period. But I hear what you're saying. Where is the proof? Where's the facts? The hard evidence? Surprisingly, there actually is some. In 2011...
It's not true.
A U.S. Don't interrupt me. 2011, a U.S. research team began the hunt for Atlantis using Plato's writing as the map.
2011. That is dangerously recent.
Oh, super recent.
That's how?
If you think that's too recent, I'm about to blow your mind.
Oh my God. You throw me a backpack. We're going now, brother. Throw me a backpack and a trident. What?
Flippers.
Jesus Christ. The room is filling with water. I don't even know how he's doing this. Shit.
Despite people doubting Atlantis' existence, Plato was actually really specific in his description of the island itself and its whereabouts. He said it lay near the Pillars of Hercules, which was the ancient name for the Straits of Gibraltar. And so the team began searching in this area. And amazingly, using satellite imagery and radar, they found structures underneath the water that matched Plato's description of the city. It was made up of concentric rings with canals in between each ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They also found something that no one expected. The architecture under the water matched strange ancient cities built in central Spain that were also made up of ring structures. We know that tsunamis are well documented in this area. Could it be that when Atlantis was destroyed by the tsunami, survivors moved inland and built memorial cities in the shape of their home? It's like when people from other countries move around the world and they name places after their hometown.
Right.
It's like there's, you know, a bunch of Irish immigrants emigrated to the Caribbean and became slaves in the Caribbean. And whenever you go there, there's loads of Irish place names and streets. That's why London, there's London, Canada, and a Paris, Texas. And
see, this is why I hate this podcast. This is the only reason I hate this podcast so much, is because what you're doing right now is making me believe in Atlantis. Like, I am borderline believing in Atlantis right now. It's like the judicial system. You should prove without a reasonable doubt, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how you convict someone of a felony. And if you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Atlantis didn't exist, then I'd be on board. Mm-hmm. But there is a reasonable doubt from what you're saying.
There is bits and pieces. In more recent times, James Cameron of Avatar and Titanic fame, he went looking for Atlantis, and what he found was many 4,000-year-old Stone Age anchors for boats.
Okay.
In the same waters that Plato claimed Atlantis resided in.
I'm sorry, why has it taken James Cameron to find these anchors? If they've been there, you know? Like, the Earth is only so big. But who hasn't done that first?
Well, what I would say, first of all, the Earth is only like a quarter land. The rest of it is water. So whilst we've
the rest of it is Atlantis. The rest of it belongs to the sea folk.
Poseidon is at least 45% of the Earth.
And I don't dare you to cross them, Rory. I don't dare you to cross them.
In fact, I don't think you should even badmouth them on this. And I think you should just go along with me in this whole project. The land is quite a small percentage of the Earth. And whilst we've mapped quite a lot of the ocean floor, we haven't specifically dived down and seen all of these contents.
But as you said, this is a specific location mentioned by Plato himself. So why hasn't that been under investigation? Like, that seems like a pretty obvious place.
There definitely have been Atlantis investigations.
Right. But no one's got that sweet-ass James Cameron money.
That's honestly a part of it.
That's sad, isn't it? That is sad. I feel like a lot of earthly investigation come down to cash.
It really does. I mean,
it's so depressing.
In fact, what you find in some of these, because as we mentioned before, that there are, you know, Spanish towns with ancient architecture that seems to resemble Atlantis architecture. The problem is, like, literally these sites are going partially unexcavated because there is no money coming from the government to excavate these sites. So they're literally just getting built up on with like apartments and things like that, even though they're like 4,000, 5,000 years old.
Unbelievable.
So it takes the likes of James Cameron to come along. But it also takes a bit of luck. And in this case, they did come across these anchors. And not just that, but he also found the same Stone Age anchors and Atlantean architecture with the concentric circles in the Azores Islands about 2,000 kilometers away. Way further than where we thought people could actually sail back then. Does that mean that there was an advanced sea nation like Atlantis around that time? So 4,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years before Plato was alive and alive to talk about Atlantis, there was a seafaring nation traveling thousands of miles across the Atlantic and building temples on neighboring islands. This sort of starts to play into the idea of what Plato was talking about an advanced nation well before everyone else. Lastly, I love this one. In Plato's account, he also talked about a mysterious precious metal, red metal, called orichalcum. He said that Atlantis glowed red with the metal and it was used to adorn Poseidon's temple. Again, people were convinced that, like Plato's myth of Atlantis, this was just a figment of his imagination, because no such red metal was ever found. Until 2015.
What?
A team of marine archaeologists discovered a 2,600-year-old shipwreck off the coast of Sicily, and inside, 39 pieces of mysterious, never-before-seen metal
that
match Plato's description of Oricalco. Is this some of the last remaining evidence of Atlantis?
So these divers discovered a new metal?
Yes, and it seems to match Plato's description of the metal that is used in Atlantis.
I'm low-key losing my mind
right now.
It's
pretty cool.
When was this discovered? When was this new metal discovered?
2015.
What?
Yeah, this is brand new. There are people searching for Atlantis all the goddamn time.
And that's a metal. That's like an element that's never been discovered
It's
before.
Not an element. It is an alloy, I should say. It is an alloy, meaning that it's made up of individual other metals combined to make another metal.
What's it called?
Oricalcum.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Do you want me to spell it out for you?
And
for the listeners at home?
Yes, I do, please.
O-R-I.
I'm not there yet. It's going to take me about 25 minutes.
I'm actually locked out of my iPhone.
O-R-I.
C-H.
C-H.
A-L.
A-L.
C-U-M.
C-U-M.
That's it.
Oh my God. It's true. All of it. The legendary metal of Atlantis. Jesus. What have we done? So this was all recovered from the same location?
Either the Mediterranean Sea, either east or west of the Pillars of Hercules, as described by Plato.
Okay. It seems like a lot of coincidences lining up.
It sure does.
Plato says stuff's melting. He says stuff's sinking when things were actually sinking. He's talking about metal that's actually appeared in real life.
We have records of the flooding. We know that there was an Egyptian city, ancient Egyptian city, Heracleion, was destroyed in a flood, just as Atlantis was. There's been Greek islands destroyed in the floods. But was there something that old? We just don't know.
I can understand if there was an ancient civilization that disappeared. That's a common thing. Mm-hmm. The surface of the earth has been changing for many, many years.
It's true.
Water levels have been rising. Terrain has been disappearing since the birth of the planet. Like, they found maybe parts of ruins of ancient cities. Did they find iPhones down there or ray guns? No.
No.
They haven't. They haven't found spaceships. They haven't found space bucks. So maybe Atlantis may have existed, but there's no proof to confirm that it was some sort of advanced alien civilization or advanced human civilization, aside from the fact that their designs and styles like spread across the world.
Mm.
I'm still a skeptic.
You're still a skeptic?
I'm a skept fish.
I think the key lies in ignoring the tales that it was they had Steve Jobs and iPhones. They were doing what everyone else was doing, but 5,000 years previous to them. That seems to be what's amazing about this, is that you have Plato and the Greek civilization, 2,500 years ago, writing about Atlantis, and them using the same technology that Atlantis was using 2,000 years before that.
Just
an insane stretch of time. We grew up learning about, let's say, Jesus, and he lived 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's about the same time that Plato lived, very roughly. But if you just think that, judging by these Stone Age anchors that James Cameron has found, those were potentially older to Plato than Jesus is to us.
That sentence alone is like a tagline for a documentary. That's madness.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. James Cameron is closer to anchors than Plato. Wait. James Cameron is
more of a rock.
More of a rock.
Than Cleopatra was to Jesus.
Borderline Jesus. That's mind-blowing.
So, I've given you the facts. I've given you the statistics. I've given you the theory. I've given you the criticism.
Pew, 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 pew.
Where do you lie?
Where do I lie? I'll tell you where I lie. At the bottom of the goddamn ocean where I belong. In Atlantis.
Take me, Poseidon!
Take me! I believe that there was once possibly a nation called Atlantis that may have been advanced. Maybe they had flint on the end of their sticks. a bit sooner than the other countries had flint on the end of their sticks. I believe, yes, maybe Atlantis exists at the bottom of the ocean, but it is not the mermaid loving.
But you don't believe that Christopher Columbus had gills?
Is that a rumor?
No.
Right, well, no. No, I don't believe Christopher Columbus had gills. I don't believe Christopher Columbus had gills. I don't believe in Poseidon, lest he strike me down now. I made sure I was very far away from any water source. There, just
take a sip of your beer.
Where do you sit on? Because you've researched it more than I have, evidently.
It's pretty convincing, I have to say.
It's real. I'm sorry.
When you get in there, it's pretty convincing.
You think, though, that it was actually an advanced city that sunk to the bottom of the earth?
I don't think they had iPhones.
Okay.
But no, I tend to be in the same camp. There seems to be enough evidence that human civilization goes back further than we give it credit.
Right.
Goes back more than just a couple thousand years. It goes back maybe 4, 5, 6, maybe
seven,
up
eight,
to
8, 9, 10, 100,000 million billion years. Everyone's about the earth. Aliens exist. They're inside the earth. Everyone go to the earth. Aliens are there.
Up in space.
But it's not. It's not what we think it is.
I don't think they got further than we did. I guess that's the crux of it, isn't
right,
it? Did
right.
you think they got further than we did? No. But I think they lived a long time before we give them credit for. And I think they may have started a lot of civilization across the world that we don't give them credit
for. So the weird conclusion of this is kind of that Atlantis does or did exist.
Yeah, that's what we seem to be coming down the side
right.
of.
Right. Oh, God, this is how I didn't want this podcast to conclude with. I was so afraid that it was going to conclude with me saying that Atlantis is real. And yeah, I guess, yes, it could be. It probably, like, if freaking James Cameron is finding anchors, then hell! Yeah, fine. It could be real. Honestly, yeah. An old city? Sure, why not? I don't think it's Titan throwing. I don't think it's magical.
I don't think Ariel's down there.
I don't think. Well, hold the phone. Little Mermaid, bro.
That's a separate podcast. Episode 2.
Did the Nazis.
Under the sea.
Yeah, I think Atlantis could have at one point been a real place.
Well, that about wraps it up for this episode.
Don't
folks.
Use that as the tagline. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yep.
If you have your own experiences of Atlantis, if you have your own thoughts and feelings about this topic, please email them in.
If you have your own paranormal stories that you'd like us to investigate, email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.